Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teacher. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark Ramsey, and welcome to RAM Radio, the webcast, which is the Biblical Alternative. It's February the 26th, 2009, Thursday night. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and with reverence." Welcome to RAM Radio, the webcast. And from the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, Mark Ramsey, my radio producer, and myself are here. Bob Klink is on vacation this week. Thank you for joining us for the webcast. Did you know that in a world of professing Christians, and I'm going to read an article, and some of you are going to think that this guy that I'm reading from is not a Christian, but I want you to listen to his words because he sounds more serious about his faith than you do. They classify themselves as those who are justified in righteousness by their position in Christ. But 98% of African-American professing Christians voted for Barack Obama, which I think is a sinful act. Now, this divine absolutism must be affirmed by the standard of the Word of God alone. Is God against abortion? Same-sex marriages? Well, Into the Word, RAM Radio, the Biblical Alternative, speaks to these particular absolutes. Into the Word, as any other true Christian ministry, not a false one, not one that's just pending on their growing pains, but no, we as any other true Christian ministry must first look to God's Word as the highest standard that directs our lives. We can't attempt to minister to others unless we define who we are by what we believe. Thus, we affirm ourselves as a part of the body of believers as we stay into the Word. I want to thank you for coming to the website today. And I am just elated to say over 209,000 hits since the year 2002, since this website has been up, 209,245 to be exact. For those of you that's come to the website to listen to this delayed broadcast, because we aren't recording live on Truth Radio anymore, but it's just as if it is live because you can listen to it anytime you want. Mark Ramsey's picture is on the website right now, and right above that picture is getting the focus. It's giving me a sign. That was the webcast today. And Mikhail, I've already emailed you your copy of the Bible study. If you would like the Bible study, my notes from the Bible study, give me a sign. I'll send it to you. That was from Wednesday morning's webcast. It's up on the website right now. And, of course, the Ready to Die webcast is up, and I want you guys to download some of these things. You're going to need them in the future coming up. Well, listen. Let's get back to the task at hand tonight. A time to declare truth from a source very, very unexpected. Our discussion tonight shall cause many of you to think with your Christian minds, because you aren't going to like the person that's giving this account. I'm not concerned about you Protestants that argue back and forth about religion. Oh, I wish that Bob Klink was here, because I've spoken with Bob Klink about that oftentimes, because Bob Klink's mother is a part of this group, just like my daughter and my son-in-law is a part of this group. But I want you to listen to the words of this man that's a part of this group. The reason for my broadcasting this discussion tonight is simply because of the situation of our national scene. The national scene, our country, is about to topple over. Now, having said that, what I'd like to do is I'd like to read to you, and I'll get back to that paragraph, but I'd like to read to you a letter that I received today from a man that I have the highest regard in as a Christian brother. This is what he wrote. "Greetings, all. Lately, I have been filled with a sense of dread. I can feel it in my spirit. I don't mean to be gloom and doom, but I fear the end of our nation is at hand. We have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. I don't know how much longer we have, but I genuinely think that it's not much. Today I read the scripture below, and it was like God was speaking to me. It was like he was trying to tell me something through his word. And I've got to say it, folks, you better get right with God. Time is growing short. I think we are truly witnessing the end of America. We all need to pray for God's protection and his grace to weather the troubled times ahead." And he has the entire 7th chapter of Ezekiel. Now, I'm going to turn to the 7th chapter of Ezekiel right now, and I'm going to read through it. Oh, and that's from Ramey Lynch, one of my dearest friends. Ramey has visited me here in the studio and in my home, and he is one of the finest young Christian men that I know. Then you'll understand why I'm giving this webcast, and I want to thank Cassie Blair for sending me the attachment that fosters the webcast for tonight. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, And you, son of man, thus saith the Lord God to the land of Israel, An end, the end is coming on the four corners of the land. Now the end is upon you, and I shall send my anger against you. I shall judge you according to your ways, and I shall bring all your abominations upon you. For my eye will have no pity on you, nor shall I spare you. But I shall bring your ways upon you, and your abominations will be amongst you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, a disaster, a unique disaster. Behold, it is coming. An end is coming. The end has come. It has awakened against you. Behold, it has come. Your doom has come to you, O inhabitants of the land. The time has come. The day is near. Tumult rather than joyful shouting on the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you, judge you according to the ways, and bring you all of your abominations." In other words, God says, what you like, I'm going to give it to you right in your face and fill your gut with it, and you be running. Then he says, "And I will show, and my eye will show no pity, nor will I spare. I will repay you according to your ways while your abominations are in your midst. Then you will know that I, the Lord, do the smiting. Behold the day, behold, it is coming. Your doom has gone forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain. None of their multitude. None of their wealth, nor anything eminent amongst them." See, he's drying us out. Listen to this. "The time has come, the day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is against all the multitude. Indeed, the seller will not regain." See, that's saying that the economy is not going to come back. It's gone. And this is God speaking thousands of years ago. It says, "What he sold as long as they both live, for the vision regarding all their multitude will not be averted. Nor will any of them maintain his life by his iniquity." Verse 14. "That they have blown the trumpet and made everything ready, but no one is going to the battle. For my wrath is against all the multitude. The sword is outside, and the plague and the famine are within. He who is in the field will die by the sword. Famine and the plague will also consume those in the city. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Wait a minute. Even when the survivors escape, in other words, there's going to be some people that can walk away from this. Even when the survivors escape, they will be on the mountains like doves in the valley, all of them mourning, each over his own iniquity. All hands will hang limp, and the knees will become like water, and they will gird themselves with sackcloth, with shuddering will overwhelm them, and shame will be on all their faces, and baldness on all their heads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't be going to the Hollywood barbershops paying $100 to get a trim. Oh, Jesus. It goes on and says, they shall fling their silver into the streets, and their gold shall become an abhorrent thing. In other words, money won't help you. You won't even want money. You're going to be throwing all your goods away. Then it says, their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They cannot satisfy their appetite, nor can they fill their stomachs, for their iniquity has become an occasion of stumbling. And they transform the beauty of his ornaments into pride, and they have made the images of their abominations and their detestable things with it. Therefore, I will make it an abhorrent thing to them. In other words, all these rap singers, all the glitter and the glow and all that, you won't even want to see people like Tupac. You won't even want to hear anybody like Beyonce. When you hear their name, you're going to want to vomit. All you're going to want to do is find God. Then God says, and I shall give it into the hands of foreigners as plunder, and to the wicked of the earth as spoil, and they will profane it. In other words, somebody else just going to come in and rule us. And then it says, I shall also turn my face from them, and they will profane my secret places. That's the sanctuaries, the churches. We've already done that. Then robbers will enter and profane it. T.D. Jakes, TBN, Creflo Dollar, Benny Hinn, there it is. Then he says, make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes. That's abortion, my friend. And the city is full of violence. That's the Bloods and the Crips and the 13 Mexican game and all that mess. And the mess and the violence that we see on television, road rages, police chasing people and raping and pillaging. And man, we just gloat in that kind of mess. Now they got police shows with female detectives shooting folk, killing folk, not even acting like women, acting like super male heroes, aphrodisiac sex addicts going mad. Wait a minute. Continue to read verse 24. Therefore, I shall bring the worst of the nations, and they will possess their houses. In other words, all this stuff about you got a house, somebody else is going to come in and get it. I shall make the pride of the strong ones cease. In other words, all these people with power, the movie stars, the record stars, the athletes that's making millions and millions of dollars.
Some of the financial people.
Financial people, all of them.
Politicians.
Said, I'm crashing all of it, man. Hillary Clinton, her stupid husband, Obama and his silly looking family, all of them. And it says, and their holy places will be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. Then God says, disaster will come upon disaster. In other words, it's going to be just waves of disasters coming. And the people are going to say, my God, when is it going to end? It ain't going to end. And then he says, rumor will be added to rumor. And then they will seek a vision from the prophet. You know, they're going to ask T.D. Jakes to give a word of prosperity. He says, but the law will be lost in the priests and the council from the elders. In other words, they won't even know how to go to the Bible and find nothing, because they'll be decimated because they're all mixed in this. Then it says the king will mourn, that's Obama, and the prince will be clothed with horror, that's the generals of the army, the navy, the air force, and the marines, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. Everybody's going to be scared, and then according to their conduct, I'll deal with them. See, if you saved and if you living right, you ain't got to worry about that. And by their judgments, I shall judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, Let me continue to read my introduction. I want to thank you, Ramey, for reminding me of Ezekiel chapter 7. I think it is one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible and very apropos for today. I have come to the point in my Christian experience. Listen to this. First of all, I want you to know that I have not changed in my theological bent, nor have I compromised in my beliefs of what it takes to be a Christian and what I know it is to be a Christian. But I've come to the point in my Christian experience to forego the antiquated ideas that everyone that subscribes to the ideology of my exact Christian belief is in the same corner with me. Now, what I mean by that is this. Everybody that claims to be a Reformed fundamentalist Christian, I'm not listening to them anymore. I told you that. Because they're not sounding like me. Follow along. I have learned to always judge a book by the content of its pages and not by the cover alone. Because some of us look at the cover of a person and say, well, since the person is this or since the person is that, then they all got to be going to hell. Follow along with me. Because see, now is the time since I read Ezekiel 7 that Ramey reminded me of, and now you're going to hear some words from somebody that you don't even think is saved. But I want you to listen to the words and then tell me if any Protestant leader of the church has made any statements like that besides, I think, John MacArthur. Other than he, none others. So listen to what I'm saying. I would also trust that you today, along with my fellow studio hosts, will weigh the words of the person whom I shall attempt to introduce as an individual that I totally respect. My respect for this gentleman has to do with the subject matter in which he addresses. Now, let me say this right now. I doubt if I should ever totally accept the doctrinal teachings of his Christian belief system. I doubt that. I will never go hand in hand with what they teach in their particular Christian system simply because of the flaws that appear when I search out the scriptures for myself. But I was doing some extra research on some things that these people believe, and I've come to realize that I, as a Protestant person, have been wrong for years and judging them wrongly on what some people say they do. Yet, I cannot avoid the truth and the reality of this gentleman's words as I read the article to you tonight on the webcast for the second time and then for the third time because I've read the article over and over and over again. And I'm saying this guy has got to be hitting it right on the nose. I'm also convinced that this gentleman is right on track. And my finding him to be of such, I also concur. Listen to me and listen close. That God could use the words of this man to assist in the restructuring or the reestablishment of a bold Christian ethic, which is seriously required in our nation today. Because there's no one else saying it and doing it like that. I must reiterate this, that I am not compromising any of the Bible. I'm not compromising Christianity. I'm not compromising my personal traditions. I express with a thankful heart this man's words as well as his insights. And I'll read these words tonight on the webcast and take courage that others in this nation, like myself, will and must start to speak out concerning the inappropriate behavior of those that push aside moral differences for the sake of ascribing to a false deity. Thank you for joining me for the webcast tonight. The gentleman that I'm speaking of is Archbishop, he's a Catholic, Charles Chaput. If you would like to find the article, you go to www.catholicnewsagency.com. Now, I know that I've lost half of my listeners right now because, see, you believe that all Catholics are going to hell. Go ahead. Go on and believe it. Have you ever heard me say on any webcast that all Catholics are going to hell? No, you've never heard me say that. Nor have you heard me say that all Baptists are going to hell, all Presbyterians are going to hell. But indeed, just like some Baptists and Presbyterians are going to hell, some Catholics are going to hell. But I want you to listen to this man's words. This took place in Toronto, Canada, on February the 23rd of this year, 2009. 9.03 p.m. Now, I want you to listen to this, and this is from the Catholic News Agency. And you can look him up on the internet, Archbishop Charles Chaput, C-H-A-P-U-T. Canadians packed into St. Basil's Church in Toronto on Monday evening to hear Archbishop Charles Chaput speak about how Catholics should live out their faith in the public square. I think the article was just beautiful. He warned that in the United States, now he's in Canada when he made this statement, he warned that in the United States,